Warm welcome, everyone. Welcome to our guests, to our visitors today. For those of you who celebrated yesterday the sacrament of confirmation, again, congratulations. Just remember, be faithful to that gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives you the strength that we need to live our life faithfully in Jesus Christ. So my congratulations once again. Paul, in that second reading today, everyone, talks to us about the prize, the ultimate prize. And it kind of got me thinking about a little story from my life. When I was at Immaculate Heart of Mary Seminary, we used to have a seminarian day where we had all kinds of different activities, and one of them was fishing. So everyone, as you know, I like to go out fishing, so I went fishing that day, and lo and behold, I caught one crappie that day. The guy I was with caught nothing. Now this was, of course, we never measured it. We didn't weigh it to everyone. We were seminarians, so everything was based on trust. At least I hope it was, okay? All right, we shouldn't be lying, all right? But indeed, I had an eyewitness. I remember how nervous I was, though, the rest of the day. It was interesting, because I wanted to win the prize. And I knew others were out fishing. I didn't know how they had done. So all of a sudden, at the end of the day, everyone, amongst all of us, I was the only one to catch a fish. You must not be very good fishermen to only catch one between all of us. And I won a prize. And what was it, everyone? It was a plastic toy fishing boat. A little plastic toy fishing boat. And I can't tell you how proud I was of that thing. I had won the prize. Now, what happened to it? Well, years later, of course, there was spring cleaning, so it was time to let it go. And to this day, I hope whoever got it, if it's not in a dump someplace, everyone, I hope whoever got it enjoys it as much as me. But for Paul, everyone, the ultimate prize is Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this, because we do too much of this. Paul says in the second reading of today, stop looking back. Our eyes are ahead. Stop looking back. Our eyes are ahead. How much of that back looking do we do? Too much. Paul says it's the past. We must move forward. And for Paul, the ultimate prize was Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to look back here just for a moment, not to spend our time in the past, but just to take a little glimpse, and then we're going to come back into time. Because last week, everyone, the gospel was a famous story of the prodigal son. Remember in that story, we have the younger son, we have the father, and we have the older son. And that particular gospel, everyone, is written for the sake, everyone, of the Pharisees and scribes. Because it says this, to the Pharisees and scribes, Jesus addresses this parable. So Jesus envisions one of those three to be the Pharisees and scribes. So would it have been the younger son? Of course not. Heaven forbid the Pharisees and scribes consider themselves a great sinner. Was it the father? Nope, because remember the question last week was about mercy. Jesus envisions in that gospel the Pharisees and scribes to be the older son. Of course, we're left with the questions, does the older son forgive? Does he come home? And does he celebrate? Well, now we can answer the question, everyone, because now we move to the present. In today's gospel, everyone, is the famous story of the woman caught in adultery. And the question I ask you now is this. Who brought the woman in adultery to Jesus? The Pharisees and the scribes. Now, did they forgive? No. Could they celebrate? The answer is another no. As a matter of fact, everyone, they bring this woman forward and they put her in the middle. Now, one of the things I enjoy, everyone, is NASCAR racing. And one thing I'll share with you in NASCAR racing, everyone, is on the super speedways, the Daytonas, the Talladegas, everyone, where cars are pinched together, bumper to bumper, side by side, from first to 40th can be about 2 seconds at 200 miles an hour. The one thing they keep saying is this, you don't want to get put in the middle. Because if you're put in the middle, most often, no one is going to drop down or drop or move up and attach to your bumper. So if I'm in the middle, everyone, cars are going by me on the right, cars are going by me on the left. In the meantime, everyone, I am going backwards. Well, they bring her forward, they put her in the middle, and that's the danger, everyone. Someone in the middle, no one is going to help. Someone in the middle, everyone, no one is going to forgive. And just to let you know, there's a question you might ask about yourselves. Where's the guy in this gospel? I'm going to answer the question for you today. You know, just to let you know of how much they could care less about this woman, the Pharisees and scribes, everyone, we have to know a little biblical knowledge today. Here it is. In the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, if a man committed adultery, both were to be stoned. Both. So the question you ask yourself is this. Where's the guy? Where is he? The ultimate answer to the question is this. Pharisees and scribes don't care. This isn't a story, everybody, about this woman. It isn't a story about the man. It's a story about Jesus. What are they trying to do? They're trying to put Jesus Christ in the middle. That's what they're trying to do. And they basically have him caught. Let me take you through that. If Jesus said to him this, okay, go ahead and stone her, they would have turned to him and said, well, what about the mercy you preach? Now, if he would have said, everyone, don't stone her, then they would have said, well, what about the law that says she should be? And if he also says this, go ahead and stone her, we've got the authorities here. There's a problem with that because only the Roman authorities in which Jesus and the Jews were living could actually put someone to death, everyone, by capital punishment. So they got him. And so they ask him, well, what do you got to say? And what does he do, everyone? He kneels down and he starts to write. Now, there's all kinds of speculation about what Jesus wrote. Most people would say this, get this, that he wrote out the Ten Commandments. And I'm going to take you in a little different, way today. Brothers and sisters, I wish I knew how many meetings I've been in my life. Okay? I've oftentimes said this, if I wake up and I'm at a meeting, I probably didn't make it. Okay, how many meetings that I've been in, how many meetings that I've led. 2 weeks ago, brothers and sisters, I was in a meeting, and one of my brother priests was he was doing this. He was doodling. Now, not noodling, everyone, doodling. Okay, now why do we doodle? Well, for some people, everyone, it helps them think, but for other people, everyone, it's because they're bored. So for me, everyone, what was Jesus writing? Follow this thought. What if he was doodling? As if to say, I'm bored. You keep coming back with the same stuff, same things, all the time. I'm bored. Sick of it. Figure it out. And yet they don't. They keep at him. So they ask him, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? So Jesus stands and he says this. Let the first among you without sin throw the first. Goes back and he doodles. What do you got to say? Makes him think. This time from all the noise, we have utter quiet. Jesus stands up and said, where do they go? And he said, and the woman says, they have left. Isn't that a genius? From a woman caught in the middle to the Pharisees and scribes getting thrown, you know, trying to trap Jesus in the middle. In the end of this parable, who's actually thrown in the middle? It's actually the Pharisees and scribes. It's genius. They're the ones caught in the middle. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to understand this. Someone could have thrown the stone. Jesus could have. He could have. It's without sin. But he doesn't. This is what he says to her. Neither do I, go and sin no more. He doesn't say this, go and don't commit adultery again. He says this, go and sin no more. Listen to the gospel stories. And over he says the same thing. Go and sin no more. Got another question for you today. There's only one other person who ever walked this earth who could have thrown the stone, who never sinned. Who is it? Mary. Would Mary have thrown the stone? We say no. Why can we say it with such confidence? Here's why. Without sin, Mary could see things the way Jesus did. See, our vision is blurred. When Mary saw everyone was the dignity of all people, how much Jesus loved everyone. That's the way he sees it today. The dignity of all of us, how much we're loved. And she realized we're not here. Jesus doesn't want to doom us. He wants to save us. He wants us to be with him. In closing today, everyone, one final thought. Jesus forgives the woman. Do you ever notice in the word forgive, there are two small words? For and give. They mean something. Here it is. For the sake of another and yourself, give God. For the sake of another, yourself, give Jesus Christ. That's forgiveness. Giving God for the sake of ourselves and the other. Too often we hold on to things, we don't give, and we make a mess of ourselves, we make a mess of the other person. So for goodness sakes today, everyone, for give. Be about forgiveness. So let's reflect upon that great mystery as we once again gather today.